From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush made education reform one of the top priorities of his first few months in office, but the anthrax scare, emergency anti-terrorism legislation, and an economy on the skids have bumped education way down on lawmakers' agendas. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, now there's talk that the education bill may not be done until next year.
The rumors that Congress may not produce a final education bill this year are growing, but they're just that, rumors, says Ohio Republican John Boehner.
We told the president 2 weeks ago that we would finish the education bill this year, and I believe that we will keep our word.
Boehner is on a House Senate committee that has spent the last 6 weeks brokering a deal that includes unprecedented federal oversight of public schools, greater control over reading programs, testing, after-school programs, school safety, teacher training, just to name a few. President Bush says it's a bill that will leave no child behind. In practical terms, though, Sandy Kress, the president's top education advisor, says it's a bill that gives states what they've always wanted, more control of federal funds.
But the one thing that the bill insists upon, and I guess this may trouble some, the bill does say that it will be imperative that we know where our children are from year to year, and that we say that poor performance in schools will have consequences.
Despite the bill's $49 billion price tag, governors and state legislatures are saying there are too many top-down, one-size-fits-all federal mandates in this bill, and that's going to cost states a lot of money. Conservatives, meanwhile, are demanding that most federal aid to schools be put into block grants for states to spend as they want. Liberals are dead set against that for fear that low-income students will lose out. In fact, they're still holding out for more money. Some see the bickering in Washington as a sideshow. Los Angeles school superintendent and former Colorado Governor Roy Romer says state policymakers and educators don't have time to look to Washington for answers or excuses. Schools must improve quickly, he says, and it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, we don't have enough money on the table. That's right. But look, if we do our job right, I think legislators will support us. The public will support us. I don't want to lay the blame on the lack of money. I want to lay the blame on leadership.
That leadership must come from governor, says Romer, not from the Congress, not even the president. Stanford professor Terry Moe argues that a stalemate over education may not matter because the debate in Washington is not about real education reform.
It's a process that is very sensitive to powerful interests like the teachers' unions and like other groups representing established interests within the education system. And these groups don't want the education system changed very much.
What Moe's talking about is the pressure on lawmakers to remove private school vouchers from the education bill.
So it's fine with them if you want to reduce class size. It's wonderful if you want to spend more money. But if you want to, let's say, give kids in the inner city more choices that might allow them to leave bad public schools, they're totally opposed to that.
Congressman John Boehner promises lawmakers will produce a bill that'll shake up public education.
There are children in America who aren't getting a good education. We're going to insist on it. We're going to step up with additional resources from the federal government. I don't think this will require additional resources from the states.
That could change very quickly, of course, if state revenues continue to plummet. If there's no deal on the education bill by Thanksgiving, lawmakers will probably have to push it into next year. And who knows what that would do, not just to state and local school budgets, but to the Bush administration's long-term education agenda. Dalia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.